Imagine that you wake up tomorrow morning and the power is out. Your cell phone doesn't work. Neither does the internet. You look outside and you see that giant trees have fallen right next to your house. Your driveway is littered with tree limbs. You look at the road in front of your house and realize that it is impossible to evacuate. The road is impassable because of the downed trees and mudslides. All you know is that it's been raining heavily all night with wind ripping around your house for the past 12 hours. There is no way to get any news about what has happened. You cannot access social media or any news channels. You have no way of communicating with anyone except for the handful of neighbors you can get to by foot, climbing over trees and through mud. You only have 3 days worth of food in your house and almost no water. You turn on the tap in your kitchen and nothing comes out. Outside, the rain finally stops and it is completely quiet. There aren't even birds chirping. All you can see is devastation and destruction all around you. You have no idea if anyone even realizes what has happened. There is no sign of help coming. No one knows if you're alive. The only way out of your neighborhood is by foot, bushwhacking through the forest, and it's 3 miles to the nearest fire station. What do you do in that situation? You may be feeling your heart racing right now. Your stomach might have tightened up. You may not want to hear me talk about this anymore. You may notice how unprepared you feel for this kind of situation. I get it. I was unprepared too when Hurricane Helene devastated my community in Western North Carolina in September 2024. My husband Jeff and I had no idea what to do. Every day I wrote about our daily experiences in the wake of the hurricane, with me volunteering as a trauma chaplain to my community of 300 people, and Jeff coordinating all communications with the outside world because his phone was the only one that started to work. Those daily stories were acquired by a publisher and developed into a book called The Deep End of Hope in the Wake of Hurricane Helene, 40 Days and Nights of Survival and Transformation. The book delivers a unique boots-on-the-ground perspective on survival, recovery, and transformation in the aftermath of a catastrophic event. Hurricane Helene is considered a 30,000-year geological event, the biggest event in U.S. history. In contrast, Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans was considered a 400-year event. We are still in the recovery phase of this event and expect to be for the next decade. Combining on-the-ground observations, reflections on trauma recovery, and a compassionate narrative, this book captures the human spirit's resilience in unprecedented adversity. Kevin King, the executive director of Mennonite Disaster Service, said that this book is a must-read for disaster relief organizations, policymakers, and anyone invested in understanding the personal impact of large-scale catastrophes. He said the insights will inspire action and awareness across all industries. I'm Emma Churchman, a trauma chaplain, Quaker minister, and national speaker with decades of experience supporting communities through crisis and recovery. My book brings a unique blend of storytelling, spirituality, and practical guidance to readers. The book focuses on processing trauma as you're going through it, and that is the theme for my work in the world. I offer a trauma recovery in real-time program with 3 levels of engagement that you can learn about in the back of the book. In level 1, you learn to heal your trauma. In level 2, you learn to attend to another person experiencing trauma. And in level 3, you become a certified trauma recovery practitioner. You can find more information about the program in the book or on my website. I deeply believe that we no longer have the luxury of lying on a therapist's couch for a decade, feeling our feelings. World events are speeding up. None of us are immune to unexpected challenges, to traumatic events, and to disasters. We must learn how to process trauma as we are going through it. For entrepreneurs, business owners, and leaders especially, it's important to understand how to guide yourself, your team, and your business through traumatic events. This book helps you navigate and know what to do. The book is also a fundraiser. A portion of the proceeds from the Deep End of Hope will go to Mennonite Disaster Service, as they were one of the first groups to help my community with recovery. Enjoy reading.